Welcome to ClickFunnels Radio, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here's your host, Dave Woodward.
Hey, everybody. You're going to love today's podcast. I have the opportunity of having Seth Green on the show. Welcome, Seth.
Thank you so much for having me. Super excited to be here.
It's going to be a lot of fun. For those of you guys who don't know, Seth, he is the nation's foremost authority on growing your business with a direct response marketing podcast. He's the co-host of the Sharkpreneur podcast. You guys are probably familiar with that. He's Shark Tank's Kevin Harrington is on there, which was named the number six podcast to listen to in 2019. Congrats again there, Seth.
Thank you very much. Super excited about that.
And he's also the founder of the direct response marketing firm, MarketDominationLLC.com. A seven-time best-selling author who's been interviewed on NBC, CBS, Forbes, Inc., CBS, Money Watch, and many, many more. I think the coolest thing, honestly, though, Seth, is you're an expert at getting clients with a strategic podcast program. So let's dive in and talk about what in the world is a strategic podcast program. What are you talking about?
Sure. So when I wrote my seventh book, which was Market Domination for Podcasting, which is on the shelves at Barnes & Noble, Target, and Walmart now, I interviewed over a dozen of the top podcasters in the world, folks like John Lee Dumas, Joel Bogus, amazing people like that. And I talked to them about how they grew their shows. And what I realized was there was a giant hole in the marketplace because all of those guys were generating revenue from their show from selling ads, selling sponsorships, or doing affiliate offers. And you got to grow your listenership, your following a lot in order to sell ads, in order to do that. And I said, what about the average professional practice owner, doctor, lawyer, chiropractor, financial advisor, accountant? What about the regular business owner who might not be a Russell Brunson internet marketer who needs to grow their, who needs to make money from doing a show, but isn't going to take a second job selling ads and might never get past 5,000 downloads in their lifetime, let alone an episode? So I ended up starting my podcast on by mistake. So I had interviewed a whole bunch of marketers for cutting edge direct response marketing magic. And about that time, 6 years ago, I started listening to podcasts. I was late. And I realized I was late to the new ground floor of podcasting, right? Every couple of years, it's new again.
That's right.
So I said, you know what? These are all interview shows. Tony's an interview show. Tim Ferriss, Gary Vaynerchuk, they're all interview shows. What if I aired these 15 interviews as a show and saw what happened? Well, we put them up on iTunes, but I literally made a huge mistake. I did these episodes. This was before Zoom. I did them on freeconferencecall.com. And
I know that service well.
Unedited audio. So you literally heard the phone ring. Hey, Mr. Jones, thanks so much for doing this. Like you heard all the pre-show stuff. So the audio production was terrible. It was non-existent. Like our first reviews on iTunes were like, the production is zero. It's negative zero. But if you can get past that, the content is really good. So the show took off. That was just me. And I said, we should make this a real thing. So we hired people and we made it a real show. And then we start. And then I said, how do I grow my following and make money doing this? So I interviewed these folks and wrote a book about it. And I said, you know what? Most of our clients aren't household names. They're not going to have a million downloads. How do I make this work for somebody local? So I took one of our first clients who was a golf coach, and I'm in Buffalo, New York, where it snows most of the time. So he only has like a 4 or 5 month season where he can coach people outside. So I said, he's making $75 an hour. And he only works a few months. And I said, I'm going to use him as a case study. And I said, who's your dream client? You know, sky's the limit. And he's like, well, like Fortune 500 CEOs, you know, who play in charity golf tournaments and make millions of dollars a year, but I could never get to them. I'm just this little guy. And I said, awesome, let's go after them. And he said, how are we going to do that? I said, we're going to have a podcast. So we started a podcast back then called The Outdoor Boardroom about how CEOs of big publicly traded companies use the golf course to get deals done.
Oh, very cool.
So when we interviewed them, they said yes to the interview because it's a media appearance. We reached out to their PR firm and their PR firm pitched it as, hey, we got you on the show. Not that we approached them, but they were like, look, we got a win for you. So the CEOs did the show. And then on that show, he asked one of our magic questions, which is what's your biggest challenge? In his case, it was what's your biggest challenge in your golf game? They told him. He followed up with a shock and awe box, another thing Russell teaches. And the Shock and Awe Box had a custom video on a DVD player saying, hey, Mr. Jones, you said your slice was your biggest problem. Here's a video lesson from me to you right now on how to fix your slice. And is it okay if I share with you our last golf lesson ever program, which was the dream coaching program I made this guy create, who was used to charging $75 an hour. And I said, we're going to charge $100,000 a year. And he said, I can't charge that. That's more than I make. And I said, they're going to fly you out on their private jets. You're going to play St. Andrews and all their dream courses. Like, you're going to replace their pro because the expert's always from out of town. And he's like, no one's ever going to buy it. I said, trust me. So we did that. And nobody bought the $100,000 program. But the good news is we had a downsell because $100,000 made it seem reasonable. So we sold a $50,000 a year program. And he started selling that. And he was like, oh my God, what do I do? I'm like, well, you got to fly out and coach him.
Price anchoring on the 100,000 and downselling to the 50.
Yes. So all of a sudden I said, this is how you do it. So we had other clients. I said, let's test it on some other clients. We did a couple more that weren't that big. It wasn't a $50,000. Maybe it's a chiropractor. Maybe it's a lawyer. Maybe it's a $5,000 service or a $10,000 service or a $2,000 service. And it kept working. So we figured out you could interview your ideal clients on a show and start a relationship with them where they didn't perceive you as a salesperson because you're interviewing them on a show. You're making them mini famous to your audience. Even if it was like his first show, the golf coach had 9 listeners. 4 of them worked for me. So 5 of them were organic.
I think the best part is no one can ever really see how many listens.
Right. That's also true. Gets, but one of those was a Fortune 500 CEO and it worked. So yes, no one can see your numbers. And then, so we did it for other businesses. We interviewed ideal clients. We interviewed joint venture partners. We interviewed people to promote their webinars. We interviewed affiliates. We interviewed all these people that we would want promoting their business. And it worked because they shared that they were on the show. They emailed their list and said, look, I was on the Dave show. And then we said, awesome. Listen, we turned that episode into a long form blog post where we wrote about you. And they'd say, oh, awesome. I'll email my list and say, hey, look at me. I'm in the Seth Green blog all about Dave Woodard. So Dave's out there telling the world about us. And then the third one was we took 12 of those transcripts and we fixed them up and we made them nice and we turned it into a physical book, which is what I did for this. So then we published a book and did a book launch. And Dave emailed his list and said, I'm in this book. It's free today. Go get it. So then everybody on Dave's list, well, not everybody, a small percentage went and bought the book. And then when we said, hey, Dave, you know, our listeners really liked your show, your blog post, your part of the book. Would you be so kind as to do a webinar with us? Dave said, well, oh my God, you just promoted me 5 times to your own list, even if there were 7 people on it, which Dave doesn't know. And you just kept doing all these things for me. Of course, I'll do a webinar with you. And then magically, we print money and serve people.
I love it.
So that is a strategic direct response podcast, which is a show that is not about growing your listenership. It's not about selling ads. It's about strategically building relationships with the right people, which Chet Holmes taught us his Dream 100 strategy, which we know built ClickFunnels. And I took that strategy and said, let's do it on air.
I love it. I love it. So here with ClickFunnels Radio, it's one of the fun things we get the opportunity of doing is interviewing people like yourself who are actually using some of the things we teach in unique and different ways, which I think, Seth, is super cool. So give me some idea for our listeners. What are some of the other, obviously you talked about golf, you talked about chiropractic. What other industries and things have you seen this work in?
We haven't had one where it didn't work. It's got to be high ticket. So if you're selling a $4 slice of pizza, this is not going to work. there's just the ROI just wouldn't be there. It would cost too much. So generally we're thinking if you've got 1,000, 2,000, 5,000 or more dollars per client, it's worthwhile. So a chiropractor wouldn't do this for a $35 copay. He would do it if he was selling like a care plan, like a year's worth of care for a couple grand. Financial advisors do it by interviewing accountants and attorneys who normally won't give them the time of day. And then the accountant and attorney tells their following, hey, look, I was on this show. And then those people call the advisor and go, my accountant just told me about you. I need a second opinion.
I love it.
So it's also a backdoor referral strategy. Because if I just said, hey, Dave, promote with your list and you don't know who I am and we've never met, you're going to tell me to go do something with myself. You're going to tell me to go away. But if I have you on my show and promote you like 4 or 5 different ways and then ask you for a favor, I will have built up so much reciprocity, to use a Cialdini concept, that you will have no choice pretty much, but to say, wow, well, you just did all this stuff for me like 10 weeks in a row. All I got to do is send a couple emails. Of course, I'll do it.
Super cool. Law of reciprocity. Thank you so much, Mr. Cialdini.
Yes, reciprocity, consistency, they're all in there.
I love it. So what are some of the areas that, what are you looking to do these days? What's the primary focus? Are you helping other people do the exact same thing? Is that the...
Yeah. So we have two divisions of our marketing firm, and our biggest one is the podcasting and publishing division, where we produce a done-for-you strategic direct response podcast. We get all the guests. We do all the work. We script the interview questions. All you got to do is show up and read. We create the blog posts. We create the book. We do the book launch. Then we build a book funnel and drive traffic to it. We manage the referral relationship. So it's in essence, we go recruit your dream 50 and get one of them to promote you every single week for a year and blow up your business.
That's a pretty done-for-you service.
It is. It's not cheap. It's too good to be free, but it works.
Too good to be free. So people want to find out about that. Where do they go?
Yourdream50.com/register, and you will get taken to a free training I did with another 2 Comma Club winner of yours on how we did this for them and how your funnel hackers can do the same thing.
Oh, I love it. So yourdream50.com/register.
Yes.
So for those people, again, yourdream50.com/register is where you can find out more about Seth and his services there. So for people who aren't quite at that level, what are some of the tips and things, tricks you would encourage them to do?
Absolutely. So I would say you should, even if you don't have us do it, you should still do it. Obviously, you won't do it as well. I mean, we've been done it like 87 times, and we've broken the process 86 times. So we've got it kind of fine-tuned. However, you could start off by, I mean, we've had local professionals in a BNI chapter interview other members of their BNI group and turn that into a book. So you could do it on a grassroots, small, local level, get them transcribed, get them edited, and do something with them. It might not be as good as an Amazon best-selling book, but just the fact that most local businesses are so far behind the funnel hacker curve that this will seem like rocket science to them, and they'll go, oh my God, this is absolutely amazing. I never would have thought of it. Of course, I'd like to participate.
So for you guys, really what you're looking at is the full turnkey thing. So it's not only just a podcast, it's the podcast, it's the blog, it's turning it into a book, it's turning it into copy and email and everything else.
And social media content every single week, and launch and direct mail 2 times a month, and then a long form sales campaign, multi-step direct mail once a quarter to get everyone to promote your latest webinar or whatever that is, or workshop in person.
I love it. That's fantastic. Well, Seth, what other insights or things do you have before we let you go?
I would say to echo something that I've heard Russell say before and that I learned from Dan Kennedy, the number one marketing mistake we find people doing is being boring. If you don't put personality in your marketing, if I could take the logo off your brochure and put it on somebody else's brochure and everything is still true, then you don't stand out, and everyone will view you as a commodity and just the same as everybody else. So whether you're unique in what you offer or how you package it or how you market it or how you funnel it, that's all it takes to completely reinvent and explode a business.
I love it. I think for me, that's a cool thing I've seen you do with yourdream50.com is doing exactly that, where it is unique. And it's something that most people wouldn't consider doing. I think where a lot of, you may mention earlier, Seth, the importance of consistency. I think a lot of people do just one step and then they stop, and it's the follow through, which I've seen you do on and on and on and on again. I mean, you're very, very good at your follow through. And I think that's one of the main
things. My wife would say we're relentless, but you put it nicer than she did. So thank you.
So you're relentless at follow through. But because of that, that's, again, you get the kind of success. It does. It does.
It works. We had somebody hire us the other day who's been on my list for 3 years. And is like, I get your emails there. I'm finally ready.
I'm like, but I think awesome. That's important. That's an important thing if everyone's listening, is that finally ready. Not all of your customers are ready right now.
No, they're not ready to buy when you want them to. They're ready when they want you, when they want to. And if you don't stay in front of them consistently, they're going to forget about you. It's not your job. It's not their job to remember you. It's your job to make sure they don't forget.
Yeah, absolutely right. Well, I love that. Seth, it's always a pleasure talking to you. I love seeing you. You're always a ton of energy, and it's a lot of fun. Any other parting words before I let you go?
I think we obviously covered a lot in a short period of time. Obviously, if they want to get access to the free training as to how we do this and how they can do it too, yourdream50.com/register. And if they just want to talk, if they're not ready for the training yet, if they go to marketdominationllc.com, there's a sizzle reel that has Russell in it talking about us and then and Dan Kennedy and some other amazing folks that you know. And if they just fill out that form, they can go to our calendar, book a time to talk to us, and we'll kick her up. We're happy to mastermind or brainstorm with anybody from the funnel hacker world.
Awesome. So again, that's marketdominationllc.com.
You got
or yourdream50.com/register.
Beautiful.
Seth, thanks so much, Ben. We'll talk soon.
Thanks for having me.